our hero without any doubt. When he rode his old hog, it was ballistic flat out. He used to race Harleys a long time ago. Said they only have one speed, fast as they'll bloody go. We rode through the farmlands where the road never ends. Straightaways went forever with hills and sharp bends. Four bros and their Harleys riding fast for the fun. And whenever we raced, old Phil always won. This day we went riding, it was sunny and fair, and our big Harley motors made music in the air. In a matter of minutes, Phil had left us for dead, and was soon just a tiny speck way up ahead. He soon had that Harley wound all the way out, a speedometer needle madly thrashing about. At 130, he crested the hill, where 200 sheep met the Harley and Phil, like a cosmic collision connecting together with a force no earthly beings could weather. A way to describe it you just couldn't find, though the word Hiroshima might come to your mind. The sheep herder said it was a scene out of hell. How many sheep croaked, man, he never could tell. Through the carnage, my bros and I searched all around, but not one trace of Phil or his Harley was found. That very same night, I had the weirdest dream. I saw Phil roar by me on his Harley machine. I tried hard to catch him, but he just wouldn't wait till he pulled up at St. Peter's pearly white gate. His bike was all filthy and covered with crud, sheep guts and intestines all mixed up with blood. The hot motor sizzled with gore everywhere, and the smell of hot lamb chops permeated the air. A sheepskin clung to him like a Superman's cape, its head on his helmet, its mouth all agape. There was eyeballs and arseholes and miscellaneous bits, garnished with gooey gobs of green sheep shit. St. Peter strolled out to this wondrous sight and just stood there transfixed and trembling with fright. A vision so awesome it filled him with dread, till Phil, with a sheepish grin, finally said, "Hey, I'm seeking admittance, St. Peter, old chap. Like me and my hog would like to do a few laps." But by then old St. Pete had got back his cool, as under Phil's bike hot oil dripped in a pool. He said, "Your hog's leaking oil on my pearly floor, son, but I can't chew you out, 'cause my boss, he rides one. Now if you had a rice burner, that'd be a big sin, but hell, you got a hog, boy, so ride right on in." Phil popped the clutch at full throttle, laid a long strip of black, a burnout that left smoke a mile up the track. The pipes were a belching hell's fire and thunder, and the Harley's high howl split the heavens asunder. The angels in panic scrambled into the air, their harps in mute testimony strewn everywhere. Old St. Gabriel choked up and threw down his horn, and a new age of music by Harley was born. Yeah, I still miss Phil, but I bet he don't miss me, not with an angel on the back of his hallowed HD. And between times he's racing his heavenly hosts, yeah, Phil and his Harley still first past the post.